Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Well, well, everyone. It's still the Make Spidey Famous Again podcast. I know we've discussed changing the name, and we probably still will change the name, but for now, it's Make Spidey Famous Again. I still don't feel famous, so it's a very on-brand name. We have a very special guest. She used to just be a famous Viner and now famous Snapchatter, but she was elevated to a new level this weekend because she was one of the special VIP guests at Lana Del Rey's birthday party. So now she has official clout, even an official IG post where they look like BFFs cheek to cheek. And we're going to get into all the details of what this birthday party was all about that Heidi and I were not actually invited to. Another reason why it's Make Spidey Famous Again podcast, because my ego, when Mackenzie, that spoiler alert, who is our guest today, invited us to Lana Del Rey's party, my ego assumed that Lana had told Mackenzie, make sure to invite Heidi and Spencer. So before the party, we just confirmed, wait, so Lana said to you, invite Heidi and Spencer. And Mackenzie's like, oh, no, but it's totally chill. She loves you guys. We've never met Lana. No, I know, but my sister says so many great things about you. We've never met her. It's her birthday party. It's a private party. You cannot bring Spidey uninvited to an actual A-list superstar's private birthday party. And Mackenzie's like, really? Well, good news. We weren't there because it definitely would have been awkward. I don't think she even invited all her actual friends because there was a limit at where the party was, which was at the Malibu Soho House. Side note, Heidi and I applied to be members there. It's a $250 application fee. Guess why the podcast is called Make Spidey Famous Again? Because we're not famous enough to get into the Soho Malibu, and they rejected us and kept our $250. Small world, though, because I wear one of my favorite brands, Rude, and the designer, Ruigi. His sister is actually in charge of the accepting things, blah, blah, blah. The other day, we're at Rude, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm in charge of blah, blah. And Heidi and I look at her, we go, so you owe us $250. Well, here is our special guest, the hardest worker at PrattDaddy.com, Mackenzie Stith. Also a famous artist. If you need, she's not taking any requests right now, but because she was definitely undercharging for 5,000 hours of work, she'd paint your dog for $300. Wrong math. Here she is.
We only have one mic.
You're welcome to the game.
Hi. Oh, that's true. Hi, it's Mackenzie Stith, former famous Viner. Current famous Snapchatter. Actually, I used to have way more views on Snapchat than I do now. But then everyone went to Instagram because Instagram stole Snapchat's platform. I'm very emotional about that. And now pretty much the only people that use Snapchat is me and Spencer and Heidi, and then a couple million other people as well, who like to be inappropriate on there.
Background, you're from Utah.
Oh, yes.
Let's get the bio.
Okay. Should we do how we met? Oh, yeah.
Rewind.
Okay. Before. I'm from Park City, Utah. I grew up as a dancer, and I moved to California right after I graduated high school. I lived in Orange County for a year, and I pretended to go to college and obviously failed that. So I dropped out of college. I went to college in Orange County. Not fun. And then I was like, oh, I'll do like the modeling, acting, dancing thing in LA, but I'll go to college in Orange County and I'll commute back and forth. That was very naive 17-year-old me thinking. So I dropped out of college in Orange County, moved to LA, got a commercial agent. I do commercial acting. And then I understand when I got into this, I always have to kind of have a side job. So I do commercial acting on the side. I paint on the side. I worked at restaurants for a while, and then I started doing the app hustling thing. So I was running like 15 different apps at once: Uber, Amazon, Postmates, Grubhub, DoorDash, Wag. just grinding by and doing commercial auditions in between those, walking dogs, doing everything, painting portraits. And then
Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. So the main app that I did was Amazon Flex, which was grocery delivery. Oh my God. The most stressful job in the world. So I'm like Spencer, where I Snapchat my whole day, every day. So it's like a reality show of my life. And I would be working for Amazon, just bawling in my car, trying to make it on time to these deliveries, because it's all an app and there's not a boss that you can call to be like, hey, there's traffic, or there's no parking, or I don't have the code to get into the thing. There's like a million things that could go wrong that could cause you to be late. Like there might be a parade where the streets are blocked off. So I'd be sitting in my car, because this is my only.
Before she even keeps going, just so you know, because she carried so many bags. If she didn't have Myro, the best deodorant ever, she would not have kept that job at Amazon, because she was carrying so many bags and she was always smelling amazing. Everyone was always commenting, how is she so stylish with that refillable case that's so good for the environment? And they're like, oh my gosh, can she deliver my Uber Eats, because her deodorant smells like it has essential oils in it, because it does, that release over time to keep you fresh. Myro's formula is hard working like Mackenzie and long lasting like her grind. The best part about it, it's not toxic. 0% aluminum, 0 parabens, and their ingredients are clinically tested to be safe and effective. Get 50% off your first order and get started today for just $5. Visit mymyro.com/Spidey and use the promo code Spidey. Here's how it works. You choose the color of your case as well as one of their amazing scents like Solar Flare, Big Dipper, Chill Wave, Pillow Talk, or Cabin Number 5. So you're going to want to get 50% off your first order today for just $5. Visit mymyro.com/Spidey and use the promo code Spidey. Make sure I suggest the Pillow Talk. That's my favorite because I love Pillow Talk. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, also I love the Cabin because it reminds me of all the romantic times in the haunted ghost cabin that Heidi rented in Crested Butte. Make sure you get Cabin Number 5, because the other cabin, that's a long story. But just make sure you do this, because you'll get your new delivery every 3 months delivered straight to your door. So that is how Mackenzie was able to carry the most groceries you've ever seen up so many stairs. And now we will return to how she became a pratdaddy.com/Spidey unbelievable superhero.
That's right. I smelled great because of Myro. I used it every time I did the shift. I'm a skinny girl, but I can carry like 20 freaking billion pounds of water upstairs, no elevators. So yes, Amazon was the most stressful job I've ever had in my life, because you're on a time frame. I had to deliver groceries within a 2-hour frame, and they'd give you like 10 to 15 orders all over town. They don't factor in parking and traffic and like going up and down stairs, elevators not working. So I was constantly like, this is my best source of income, because you cannot make money on the other apps like Postmates and Uber Eats. I'm not even kidding. To do one delivery takes maybe a half an hour, and the payout is $3. And nobody tips on those apps either. So it's like, oh, I'm...
Especially Ryan Philippe.
Oh, yeah. So I was in all these Facebook groups for all the different apps where we would just, you know, rant about our day or say good things. Like we would just talk about different deliveries or different like things that we experienced during deliveries. And we actually had a blacklist of people who didn't tip, and like we'd post their names on there. But then there was a freaking mole in the group, and I got reported. Because I said somebody's full name, and I got reported so many times because I was in all these different groups, and I would be like, oh, don't deliver to this address and this person's name. And then Postmates would call me and be like, hey, so we found out that in a Facebook group you were saying this and this. Wow, so there was literally a mole in there. I was like, why are people reporting me that I'm just like on some Facebook group talking shit about someone who I went into the mall to, like had to go to the mall parking, deliver to their thing, and then they didn't tip me. By the way, always tip your delivery drivers. They're literally making like 1 cent.
Also, never order French fries, because all your delivery order, French fries or chips, I think the quote was loose food. Yes, and they will I'm not saying Mackenzie did this. Oh my God, she did it. I don't, sorry people, but yes, this blew my mind. And I used to always tell Heidi why I never mess with delivery apps and Uber Eats and all these things. Cause I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to have a, in quotation, stranger go pick up my food, have it in their car smelling delicious while they're in traffic in a bad mood, and expect them not to put their hands into my bag of fries or my hot chips that I'm going to dip into guacamole. And yeah, maybe like Mackenzie says, they just grab one or two, but your fingers touch more than one or two. So there is some serious advice. So that's why if I am going to use like a Postmates or something like that, I will only order something like Sugarfish that's taped closed. I'm sure Mackenzie will be like, oh no, they untape them and then retape them. Okay, but just don't mess with French fries, chips, what's another? Onion rings. Mackenzie just said onion rings way too fast. You know what I would actually, I'm going to start doing is I'm going to count. I'm going to say how many onion rings, I'm going to call and be like, can I get onion rings to go? How many are in the bag? And then I'm going to count them in front of the Postmates driver and say, there's supposed to be 10 onion rings in here. Do you have anything to tell me? Oh, I could bluff. I could just bluff. I don't even have to ask. I'd be like, I called ahead and I, no, there's no. All right. So yes, I will fast forward because I'm more pumped up because I'm drinking red wine and Mackenzie doesn't get any red wine yet because I don't know if Heidi's going to want to share the most expensive bottle that I opened.
I actually have some in my car. I could grab my own cheap
red. So yeah, we made it two nights or one night without drinking. Heidi, so Heidi wanted to stop spending money and I was totally supportive of that because I want to get the house in Colorado that she wants. So she's like, we need to start saving. But ready for this? We have the movie awards, the MTV movie awards. It's our one chance to actually look famous again. And probably the first time in, no, VMAs was a nice famous little clout click day or two. So, but pretty much the first time we're going to look famous in 10 years, because it's one thing to be on a red carpet when you have nothing going on, but when you're on the network's show that they're launching, and ready for this, spoiler alert, don't tell anyone, especially if you're a media journalist, don't get us in trouble, but there allegedly could be a Spidey, straight up Spidey trailer dropping at the movie awards, like during it. So yeah, if you're going to show up to something and you have your own commercial, you better look freaking famous. So yes, we went to the Gucci store and got matching family outfits. And when we were there, we realized the MTV Hills premiere party is another time we're actually going to look and feel famous. So we better outdress the entire freaking clique of, yeah, don't get me started on those people. So yeah, we got two freaking insane outfits at the Gucci store. And now Heidi had to try on some pretty freaking provocative, very sexy outfits. And why has she not been working out? Oh, we were so busy. That's why. We shot three commercials in 1 week. I'm sorry, Mackenzie. We didn't steal them from you. We didn't go on auditions, so you had no chance at these parts. But we actually got three television commercials that are all going to be airing during the Hills, which is just shows you, though, what true love can do, because now the advertisers see that Heidi and I have been together for 12 years and have a miracle toddler. And back when we were on the Hills for almost 100, Heidi was on for 100 episodes. I wasn't on for that many, but we never got one commercial. We already did three last week. We have another one. So what that tells me is advertisers, whether or not we're, you know, super loved in the media or whatever, advertisers are like, they're a true marriage. They have a family, you know. That's what I'm guessing, because I can't figure it out. Either that or the Illuminati is finally responding to all my DMs and they've let us in because somebody flipped a dang switch, because hello, we got three commercials on television that are like in 1 week. So Heidi didn't get to work out. So she wasn't really feeling so amazing in her Gucci blinged out spandex outfit that she tried on. So she's like, I need to quit drinking. And I'm like, no, you need to stop eating freaking cheese sticks. She eats like two string cheese sticks like every night. I'm like, dairy is it. And she's like, no, it's all the wine and the calories. So I was like, she's like, we're quitting until the event. So I'll tell you, she had a very, you know, another challenging day being super mom, super accountant, super CEO. And she looked at me and she was like, where's Mackenzie? And I'm like, at the office, like, I'm like, do you need her to go to the wine store? She's like, no, I'm not drinking. You drink, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, Mackenzie is here with five bottles of insane. What do we have, Italian and French? Yeah. So we have Italian and French, and I'm drinking. I poured her a glass, but she is still trying to get Gunner to sleep. We started at 7 o'clock at night. Shout out Steve. I'm not going to even try to pronounce Steve's last name on air. It must be like Dutch or German or – Let me try to say Steve.
Dollimator.
Dollimator. Dollimator. Where? What's, just step in. Where is that? What? That's not normal English name.
It was originally French, and it changed over a couple hundred years.
See? I knew it. So shout out Steve, who's in the office at 8:30. Also, quick shout out to Carlo, who was complaining. Mackenzie stopped him. Our photographer was shooting crystals for PradDaddy.com at 1:30 a.m. the other day and sends me a text like, still here, ha, ha, ha. And then if like a second later, he texts me, not complaining, just stating a fact, ha, ha, ha. And I said to Mackenzie, it was so weird that he wrote that. And she's like, yeah, because I texted him, hey, pal, I've been up every night till 5 a.m. Do you think I sent a message to Spencer going, hey, I'm still working at 5 a.m.? See, that's what people don't understand about PradDaddy.com. Yeah, we have a team that works at all hours. Carlo and Mackenzie, I'm not kidding, are up till 5 a.m. working for PradDaddy.com. They already were up like that, you know. They didn't just start doing that for the site. Thankfully, I have team members that are nocturnal, maybe vampires, daywalkers. If you're wondering why I have a little extra pep in my step, it's because I drank my whole pre-workout today. Usually I only drink like a half or three quarters, but today I drank it all because today at jiu-jitsu, one of the most famous, toughest, like the Michael Jordan of jiu-jitsu, DM'd me because my friend Edwin gave him some crystals and he was so happy about the crystals and he loved them. And he's like, I want to train with you, man, show you the secrets. So when I showed up, I brought him like real talk, 10 of my personal collection, like insane, like realistically probably like $3,000 in crystals. So when he saw that, he gave me the secret sauce for like 2 hours, all the freaking secret techniques. So I kept drinking more pre-workout than I usually do. So I am on one. And speak of the angel superhero, the one and only. If you've made it past Mackenzie and I rambling this deep into the podcast, here she comes, the star of the show. The only thing that keeps her chill, let me just tell you, shout out to CBD Lion. Because if you're a parent like Heidi or you're a freaking hard-ass worker like Mackenzie, it's going to help you get famous again. Because that's why I chew them, I suck on them, I swallow them, I don't know if you're supposed to snort them, so I'm not going to say to do that. But you need CBD Lion. These gummies taste great, and they're an easy way to get your daily dose of CBD. Right now, go to CBDLion.com and use promo code SPIDEY to get 20% off. Rawr. CBD Lion. Lotions come in 300 and 900 milligram doses. For those who have extra stressful days, you should just rub the lotion all over your body. It comes in tinctures. They're little droppers. You can put them under your tongue. You can add them to food. There's lots of things you can do with a little vial. Just saying. They range from 250 to all the way up to 5,000 milligrams. And if you're listening to Make Spidey Famous Again, I already know you're the type of person that's going to hit the 5,000 milligrams. The best part, all Spidey listeners get 20% off. Just go to CBDLion.com and enter Spidey at checkout. That's CBDLion.com. Enter promo code Spidey. It's a jungle out there. Let CBD Lion help you live better. Rawr.
guys sharing this microphone?
That's what I asked.
So you should come over here.
Next to you.
Right, or next to me. Next to me. What did you guys talk about? You talked about Lana Del Rey's birthday?
No, yeah, we haven't got there.
Okay.
We did backstory. We did our quick Wikipedia page.
Oh, okay. Did you explain?
I wanted to finish about how I met you guys, though, how I started working for you, because I think that's
okay. I think that's a great story. I just actually told a story the other day to Abby, and because here we go. Here's a great story.
Okay, so going back, I was on my Amazon hustle, like crying on Snapchat every day. And so I will say, you guys, I never had seen the show before. I never had seen The Hills, but I obviously knew who you guys were. And so I'm big on Snapchat. I film myself all day long the same way Spencer does. So my sister calls me one day just out of the blue. She's like, Mackenzie, tell me you follow Spencer Pratt on Snapchat. I was like, it was my sister.
You didn't tell me.
No. Yeah, it was my sister.
Oh my gosh. I like her way more.
She was the one who told me about you.
I'm going to DM her.
Yeah. So she called me and she's like, Spencer Pratt. I was like, the reality show guy? And she's like, he has the funniest Snapchat story. He is the most entertaining person. She's like, I watch him every single day. I just assumed that you watched him too because you guys do the same thing. So Spencer and I film our day all day long. It's like our little reality show. Heidi does Snapchat as well, but
now
Heidi was
now she's
no Heidi. Yeah.
She's rivaling us lately.
Heidi definitely, she films way more now than she did before. Heidi was
the original. I used to film more than Spencer. Is that true?
Yeah.
And then Spencer started filming as much as I did. So really, I'm the original.
She's OG. Snapper. I love that.
So,
I love it so much.
Jen.
Yeah. So I started following Spencer on Snapchat, instantly hooked. Like, I didn't watch anybody else's story as religiously as Spencer's and Heidi's as well. And I came obsessed with them. I was like a fan. I was like, oh, my God, these. And you know how I got that DM the other day where it was said, like, I feel like I'm friends with you? That's how I felt about you guys. I was like, I'm friends with them just because I watched you every day. And when you're watching someone every day, you feel like you really know them and you feel like you are friends with them because they take you on your day-to-day. Do you know what I mean?
Please give a little bit of that DM because that DM was so great.
I'll read it.
Yeah.
Here we go. You have no idea how much I appreciate your stories. I just followed you the other week, but I've been watching. I just followed you, and I've been watching you for weeks now. You just popped up, and I was browsing, and I started watching you because you talk a lot. I literally have no friends where I live right now, no work life, no social life. I'm a stay-at-home mom, plus my husband is in the military and people come and go. Friends and family can't text or call all the time, so watching you makes me feel like I have a friend. Sounds ridiculous, but it really gets me through the day.
Aww.
Isn't that so sweet? That was amazing. Yeah, so that was just, I reposted that because I was like, wow, that's like incredible. And I feel the same way when I'm watching people. I'm like, I feel like I'm friends with them. Like, I love that I can see their life. So that's why I just love Snapchat so much. So I'd been watching Spencer and Heidi for a year and a half, maybe at this point. And Spencer goes on Snap and he's like, guess what, players? I just opened a P.O. box. He's like, send me crystals. Send me whatever you want. And someone actually messaged me and was like, you should make Spencer a painting. And I was like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. And I was like, that's the best thing that you could possibly send somebody because it's personalized and it takes, like, my paintings take a week or two to make where I'm painting, like, 6 hours a day. So I was like, I'm going to make him a painting of all of his favorite things. So I have a very, like, specific style. I do animals and I also do outer space. I do, like, animals floating in space. So I made Spencer a painting of hummingbirds floating in space and there's burrito in it. There's a cappuccino. The stars spell out, look what you made me do. It has all of his favorite things in there.
Snapchat.
And I, yeah, the Snapchat ghost. And so I mailed it to him and he opened it on Snapchat and I wrote a little note and I said, Spencer, I wanted to give you something meaningful for all the free entertainment you've given me for the past few years. I just love watching your story. I love your family. So I made this for you. So he opened it on Snapchat. He's like, oh my God, you angel. This is the best gift ever. So not only 3 days after he got that in the mail, I was at a callback at this place called Tool of North America, and it's a production company, but they have their callbacks there, and so I'm there all the time. And Spencer was going to this coffee shop like 2, 3, 4, or 5 days a week. That's right across the way, like literally right next door to it in the same parking lot. So I knew the coffee place that you went to because – because of that, because I'm at Tool all the time. Yeah. So I was at Tool, and I open up Spencer's Snapchat while I'm waiting to audition, and he's there. And this was 3 days after I gave that painting to you. And so I walk across the street, and I was really nervous, by the way. And I feel bad because I kind of interrupted you guys talking with your friends, but I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to stand around in the corner just, like, watching you, so I just walked right up. I didn't want to wait for, like, because I felt like they always weirder just to stand around, so I just, like, walked straight up, and I was like, hey, I was like, I'm the girl that made the painting for you. So we talked for a few minutes, and you guys were very kind, and it was super fun for me to meet you. And I think, like, a week or so after that, you added me on Snapchat, Spencer. So Spencer started watching my stories, and he's like, oh, she does do the same thing that I do. I think that Spencer, like, connected to me in that way, because we're both, like, film our day all day long. We're all about the content, and I love entertaining people, even if I'm rambling a lot. Like, I just take people on my day to day. So Spencer and I became Snapchat friends, and he started watching my story and really saw the hustle that I was doing, and he liked my content. And
delivery.
Yeah. So I was working for Amazon, and then Spencer brought on Omar, who works at the coffee shop. And so Omar quit the coffee shop. Well, he was going to quit anyway, so Spencer offered him a job. So Omar worked here for about a month, and then Omar was going out of town. And so Spencer just hits me up on Snapchat, and he's like, hey, so my main employee, Omar, or my only employee, he's going out of town. I was wondering if you wanted to come fill in for Omar for a week. And I was like, 100%. I was stoked. So I originally thought I was just going to be here for, like, a week filling in. But then at the end of the week, you were like, okay, we do need extra help. Maybe we can bring you on part-time. So I started part-time, and now we're beyond full-time, babies.
Yeah. So lucky for us, Mackenzie was not a serial killer. That's amazing. Spencer was like, so this girl from Snapchat wants to meet up. In my mind, I'm like, we have a baby.
Rewind. If you're listening and she's like, I film my whole day, we're talking from the sun, like, eyes open to eyes closed. Like, there's no time for her to have killed anyone, at least since I started watching. It would have been, so she stopped being a serial killer, and, you know, at least.
So, yeah. Anyways, from a new mom perspective, too, I was like, Spencer, you get so many DMs. How are we going to, like, meet this random person and then have her come meet with us? Like,
reality is, I also took a barista out of the coffee shop. So,
right. So at this point, I was a little concerned for our, and then when we met Mackenzie, she had the best energy. And then when she started working for us, we could not ever let her go. And actually, Mackenzie is the MVP of Pratt Daddy Crystal. She has been our secret weapon this whole time. She does everything. She will always has the best attitude you've ever met. Such a great everything. Never comes with problems. I mean, just it's the dream. Anyone out here looking to hire, don't listen to me.
No,
but yeah. She's unbelievable. She always just has.
She may be a serial killer.
Yeah, you know when I'm not filming myself, it's just 2 minutes out of the day.
Yeah, it's true. So nobody, listen, that works, wants her to work. But she just has the best attitude, works so freaking hard for us, doesn't even sleep, runs to do anything at a drop of a pin. I mean, like, she goes to get new bracelets here or there, or gets our pendants and our pickups, and just works so hard. And there's nothing.
Yeah, it does rainbow. I take precious little rainbow to physical therapy twice a week, which is amazing.
Oh, update. Did not work out with her maybe girlfriend. They're still acquaintances. They interact with Rainbow. But yeah, I think once Mackenzie found out.
Yeah. We still flirt. Okay, so here's the thing. And I'll be totally honest. Okay, so me and my dog girlfriend, we still flirt all the time.
That's not a dog.
Yeah. My dog technician therapist. Sorry. So I invited her to a filming party with you guys, and she couldn't come. She had plans that day. So so I was like, okay, the party's a little bit awkward because all the lights are turned up, you know. But I was having a good time, but I was like, oh, the only problem is it's not open bar. I'm bummed about that. And then she wrote back, oh, well, I'm sober anyways. And then I was like, oh, dang. And listen, I'm all about people being sober, but for me dating someone, wine is like my passion. Like music is my passion. Wine is my passion. And I love to drink wine. And like, I couldn't see myself dating somebody who doesn't drink wine with me. And I don't know if that's,
you know what, we all have things, and yeah, I feel like I pressured Spencer into drinking with me tonight. I'm one day sober.
Sidebar, your sister Mackenzie just wrote, because I wrote, you put Mackenzie onto my Snap, God bless you. She wrote, you didn't know that yet? I'm the original SP fan club president over here.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That's so funny.
So anyways, Mackenzie's awesome. We really appreciate her. She's in our house all the time. And I think because you hired Mackenzie from Snapchat and Instagram, that's why you get so many people asking you to hire them. So it's hard hiring people from the internet when you hired.
I hired Carlo off Instagram.
Okay, well.
I think what's different about this is you watched my stories all the time.
So you knew
who I was. I wasn't just like a random screen name who was like, hey, I'd love like babe chick. Hawaii girl, like,
but to me you were, because I mean, well, you showed me her stuff sometimes, but still it's like, you know, a different way to hire people. Yeah. Someone you don't know, someone new, you know, but
that's the 2019 resume right there. You better be on. It's like most people just put up one page. Like I did this, I work here and this, like I see more of Mackenzie's life than most, like I've seen more of her life than the Kardashians know.
Yeah, I mean, that was your argument in hiring Mackenzie. Yeah. So also Mackenzie would like run up and down these stairs with huge packages that no huge buff person, like man or any woman, should be even carrying. And she is so strong and unbelievable. So anyways, it was just very impressive watching you. And thank God we have you. So amazing. We've had a shift at Pratt Daddy Crystals. We have hired Ren. In addition,
Ren is absolutely incredible. I'm so excited to be working with her because I've been with her every day the past few days. We get along so well. She is such a hard worker. She's going to be an amazing part of Pratt Daddy. She already has it in her bio. I don't know if you saw her Instagram bio. Says Pratt Daddy.
Oh, yeah. I love her so much. We got her from Abigail. Yeah, Mary Poppins Angel.
Abigail literally told her, which she didn't need to, but like Abby was like, I told her, I don't recommend anyone, especially not to the Pratts. So you must have, like, I was like, we saw a little fire in Abby. I was like, oh, wow. Abby. So basically you threatened her.
No. She was just like, I really love them and I just want, you know, to know how important they are to me and that I wouldn't recommend you unless I knew you would be so amazing for their lives. So they grew up in Lake Havasu together, which is so funny and so great. So we don't even need a background check. We have Abby background checked her. And then Omar is no longer a part of the company. So we have really enjoyed having him and we wish him the best in the future. And he has amazing things to come and twerk around and do whatever he wants in his future, but he will no longer be part of the company. And yeah, we had Shopify crash and now it's back on. And so we've just had like a really crazy month. So lots of great things are happening and energy and shifts and changes. And I just feel like we're getting to the best part, you know?
I'll just say, I'm going to throw out a number. Pratt Daddy Crystals made $160,000 last month. Praise God. Obviously, we spend it all on crystals. So we don't actually see any money yet, but we are building a very successful business and we are putting our money back into it. So
yeah, like that bucket of crystals
We have so many, like the amount of money we have sitting on the table in raw material that nobody else, like you can't come steal it. No one's going to be able to buy it and do anything with it. But if you have a wizard, you can make magical crystals out of it. But moral of the story is, thank God we've come from bubble wrapping crystals on the dining room table to now having kilos and kilos of raw, freaking incredible material. I mean, it's just...
And allegedly, maybe, perhaps, in the new episode coming out soon of People Magazine, we have a mention.
Where in People Magazine it says Pratt Daddy Crystals coming soon.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Yeah, and we have our amazing shop there. And one of the best parts about Pratt Daddy headquarters is one of my best friends, Jay Dosey, is right there. I mean, how great having Jenna. She like helps us and she's so fun. We all have wine. Yeah. It's a fun company.
I wore her skirt to the Lana party. I wanted to wear something very nice because I wanted to obviously look nice for one of the most iconic stars in the world.
Okay, please tell us about this Lana party. Well, first off, so Mackenzie's like, I'm going to Lana Del Rey party. Okay. Thank God we didn't show up. We weren't even invited and there wasn't room and we would have. Oh my gosh. I just can't even believe that almost happened. Thank God Spencer's like, wait, did Lana invite us?
Ask people, like, if somebody's like, come to the party with me, just always ask, this person invited me, because there's people that will just set you up.
Especially when you have a baby and you cancel a workout and there would be a whole thing involved. So thank God. But you tell us, how was it?
Okay. Well, first off, I want to say, when I found out about the party, I instantly was like, oh, Spencer and Heidi and Gunnar will be my plus one. So I instantly, well, yeah, but plus one in my mind.
Okay.
You guys are a one person to me. So my sister texted me about the party that they were having a joint birthday party. And I was like, okay, they have to come with me because I know you guys, Spencer specifically loves Lana. Obviously, she's an icon. So I just told them right away before I asked my sister. I was like, hey, guess what? It's time. Guess who we're gonna meet this weekend? Lana. And so I just had it in my head it would be okay for you guys to come, and it would have been okay for you guys. Jenny even told me she was gonna invite you guys, but Lana didn't book the place early enough, so she was gonna book the whole patio, which would have allowed like a lot of people to come, but we had to book a different room because I was already booked out, so we had a smaller room. So Jenny actually couldn't even invite her close friends. She just invited me and my brother. So I'm sorry about that, you guys. I'm sorry for the confusion. I was so excited because I wanted you guys to come with me. Anyways, so here's the story. My sister became like best friends with Lana Del Rey around a year or so ago. And I didn't even know they were friends. I was watching my sister's Instagram story, and she just is there in Echo Park on the Swan boats, paddling around with Lana Del Rey in our story. And I just wrote back, I'm so confused. Like, I had no idea she was friends with her. And then I remember I had seen her in her stories a few times, but I didn't think it was actually her because I was like, my sister's not friends with Lana Del Rey. That just must be a lookalike. But then she tagged her. And then I went to Lana's profile, and she had all these pictures of my sister. And I was like, what the hell? So I called my sister. I was like, you're randomly friends with Lana Del Rey? I can't really talk about how they met. But so they've been best friends for about a year. But I haven't had time because I'm working all day every day for Pratt Daddy to meet her yet. So they had a joint birthday party on Saturday, and I went. So cute.
Oh my God.
I went and I met her and all their little clique of friends. And Lana is a freaking sweetheart. She is one of the nicest, most genuine, down to earth people I've ever met. No makeup, just wearing flip flops and a loose little dress. Like, came right up to me, hugged me, and said, Mackenzie, I've been wanting to meet you. I've heard so much about you. Was asking me questions about my life. I'm like, what? You're the superstar.
Is she talking in a low voice?
No. I mean, it's just normal.
Not
yeah.
Voice,
no. Yeah. And so, yeah. No, she yeah. just talks normal. She had such amazing energy. She was just such a sweetheart. She's on the left.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was crazy because, you know, she's just a normal person like you and I, so it's weird to think that you're, like, hanging out with someone that's as famous as she is, but people just need to remember they're, like, stars. They're just like us,
well,
you know?
Well, Taylor Swift loved Lana Del Rey, so.
Yeah, so it was such a nice time meeting her, and she's like, will you come hang out with us more? And I was like, I'd love to once we get caught up on orders. So yeah, I hung out in Malibu with them the whole afternoon and met
and
all their friends.
And you were the only people drinking?
Yeah, I mean, it was a brunch party, so it's not like we're like raging. So Lana and all
Where's
their
drink at a brunch.
Lana and all their friends, they're all sober.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but there was a bar there. So it was me and my brother were like getting champagne. We obviously weren't like getting drunk or anything, but I was sipping on champagne. They don't mind. They don't mind the people around them. It's just their clique of people are
you
sober.
Your brother?
Yeah. That was the one I tagged you in the Instagram post.
Do you have a brother?
Nope.
Yeah. You guys have to meet him too. He's a character.
He's never on our story.
Does he live here?
He lives in LA.
See? She has secrets.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Totally just out of Mackenzie. We didn't even know she had a brother. You do live a secret life. I was on to something. What do you mean? Where does he live?
He lives Right, like Fairfax and Beverly. He lives really close to my sister. My sister lives like right by the Grove. I live kind of by the Beverly Center, and my brother lives like Fairfax, where all those stores are, Supreme and stuff. He lives in that. We're all like within a mile of each other. We never hang out. I mean, I think my sister and my brother see each other more than I see them. I'm just bad at keeping like hanging out with people.
What does your sister do for work?
I don't know.
Another family secret.
I asked her the other day. I was like, what do you do for work? She's like, oh, I'm like kind of partners with this bit. So she worked for the Kardashians for 7 years. She worked for them for 5 years, and then she left to work for Bumble. She was partners with, I forgot, the Whitney Wolf. She was like right under Whitney and like had a partnership in the company. So right when Bumble came out, and worked for Bumble for a few years. And then she quit Bumble, and Chris took her back with her old job. And I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this on the podcast or not, but it ended up being not, she only ended up working for them for 3 more months, and then it got really bad. But I worked for the Kardashians as well, which is funny. I'm like, why am I connected to all these reality show people? Because my friend Katie's in Vanderpump Rules, so I know that whole cast. I'm friends with that whole cast. But I worked for the Kardashians for about 2 years. I was their personal dinner server. So I'd go there just when they had dinner parties and would just serve them wine and serve them food. So I have a bunch of fun celebrity stories from that.
You probably aren't allowed to say, but
yeah.
Have you said how you're an actress?
They didn't make you sign something. I thought you didn't sign it. You signed the NDA?
No, the second I started working for them, I signed an NDA. Like the second you walk into the house, you sign an NDA.
Yeah, we used to be that way, but you know, first of all, we're not that famous. And second off, I feel like NDAs don't really matter.
Yeah.
I feel like people can really say whatever they want, and then it's this whole thing. Yeah, sources, blah, blah, blah.
I wish I had anything worth getting a cover of anything.
But you're also an actress. So Mackenzie sometimes has to go to auditions, or actually all the time. And she booked a commercial. You booked that Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
And then I'm going to be her agent, because that agent, you know, whoever's your, you know.
No, they're the one who took care of me. They're the ones who told me to walk off set. They booked me, and they tried. So I booked this commercial for TikTok, which is this app that a bunch of.
Oh, TikTok. I just heard about that.
It's a lot of rednecks use it, and also little.
No, I feel like you would be so good on TikTok.
No, I mean, it's very similar to Vine, but it's different. But the people are, anyways, TikTok's great. Love it. So I booked a TikTok commercial for Super Bowl, and they booked me at a certain, it was non-union. So non-union, you get a flat rate. You just get a buyout, and then SAG commercials, you get paid every time it airs. So it was a flat rate, which was actually better than SAG at the moment, because it was a Super Bowl commercial. So I only would have gotten paid once for it to air once. So I actually, the buyout was $6,000. And for me, a session rate for SAG is $536. So I actually got a better rate with, anyways. So they booked me, and then they unbooked me, and then they booked me back again, and they tried to book me for $500, and my agent was like, no. So then they booked me again. This was all one day before it. And so I finally found out at 1 a.m. that they agreed to the original rate, which was $6,000. So I get on set at 7 a.m. and I'm in hair and makeup, and they,
which for Mackenzie is crazy, because she's up all night until 4 a.m. every single freaking night. It's been a miracle to get her up at 10, 11, 12 even. So for her to be there at 7 a.m. is like insane.
Yeah. So very stressed out. I didn't, because if I would have known beforehand, I would have forced myself to wake up early the day before so I could prepare myself to fall asleep early. So I'm up on set at 7 a.m. I'm in hair and makeup, and they're like, we just need you to sign the contract. So my agent told me the night before, he's like, hey, before you sign any contracts, make sure to text it to me, because they sent me a contract, and in the contract it's stated in perpetuity, which means forever. And that's not how non-union commercials work. They pay you per year that they use it. So they give me the contract. I send it to him. He says, nope, don't sign that. It says in perpetuity. Until they take that out of the contract, you won't do the commercial. So I went back and forth with them. He was on the phone with them, and they said, we won't take it out. Everybody else who signed this contract has the same thing. It was them taking advantage of me, basically. So my agent stood up for me, and he said, you're better than that. Walk off set right now. So I left.
But isn't that more than no money? Because how many times are they realistically going to air it, right? So it's like, yeah. Well, it's more than none, and they probably won't redo it every year because they do Super Bowl commercials all the time, right?
Well, I think it was just a principle thing that they could use the footage for whatever they wanted. Even though it was originally meant to be a Super Bowl commercial, they can use that footage and they can use it over and over and over again and never have to pay you again. And my agent's all about like the rights of the actor. Like they go to all the SAG meetings to make sure the actors get the best rates of everything. So it was like, he's like, Mackenzie, you've booked like 20 SAG commercials in your life. You've booked all these non-union commercials. And my Hornitos commercial that is running right now just got renewed for another year. So I just got a check for free. I already filmed it a year ago. So that's what they have to do. If they use the footage, they have to pay you again. And they were trying to use the footage for the rest of existence. So he said, that's not how it works. You're better than that. So leave. So I actually love my agent for that. Like, even though I wanted the money, but like, it's a principle.
Yeah. Well, good. Good for your agent. And are you looking for somewhere new to live? Because you're always on the West Side and you're so busy. And I think you should also choose wisely with apartments.com, because whether you're in West Hollywood like you are, maybe you just want a new apartment in West Hollywood. I don't know. Or Crested Butte, where I want to be. Apartments.com has the most listings for apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from. Live where and how you want with apartments.com. Go to the site and check out the custom search tools. If you have pets, like we have four crazy dogs, they'll even help you. So easy commute to work, like I'm telling Mackenzie, please move over here. We need you closer. They can help you find whatever you want with apartments.com. What you see is what you rent, which is so rare and nice. You know, you don't want to waste a bunch of time. Your time is valuable. My time is valuable. They comb through all the listings to make sure the information is verified and up to date. Visit apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com, change your apartment and change the world. So, Mackenzie, now are you thinking about finding your next apartment on apartments.com?
I am. Now that I heard you talking about this, I really would like to be closer to work. I don't want to have to be in traffic an hour here and back.
Yeah, and you know what? You're going to be so rich soon. You can have one apartment here and one apartment there. So if you're just uploading really late, you can just go to apartments.com, go to your West Side rental, and then go back to the Hollywood place, you know, and just you're going to be balling.
True that. True that.
What is your first purchase once these ProudDaddy.com millions start rolling in?
I love to think about that. Like if you won the lottery.
Well, you're already have the ticket.
I want to get some really cool more lights.
No, come on.
I love watching HGTV. I love watching house flipping shows. So if I were to get a lot of money, I would love to like have a custom like LED lighting. I'm obsessed with lights. I want the whole thing. I want the whole thing to look like outer space. I want to walk in and have like ETs floating from the ceiling.
Okay, and like, if you had 20 grand right now to just spend. You have 20 grand to spend on a shopping spree right now. What do you buy?
Wine. Wine!
Girl after my own heart.
Wine. Because I don't want to drink. Oh, by the way, I have something very exciting to share with you guys. I have moved past box wine.
Really?
Thankful for Pratt Daddy. Making a little bit more money. Every month now, I have graduated from box wine, which is absolutely disgusting, but I love wine and I just couldn't afford wine. So now I'm around the $20 a bottle range. So that's
great.
Yeah, you can still get a great bottle for $20.
Some of the best bottles are $20.
Yeah.
Like
you need to like go
Cloudy Bay.
No, you need to go to like a wine shop. And quiz those people like we do. Like you need a Tobby and be like, Tobby, what's the best?
Yeah, idea? Yeah. When you go in to get ours, you should ask her what's the best price point for whatever.
The one that I got in my car is a $20 bottle.
Oh, okay.
It's from Oregon. She's like, this is amazing. I was like, I want a Pinot Noir, smooth, not too sweet. And she's like, I was like, in the $20 range. And then she gave me a discount. So it was only $10. She's like, I appreciate so much you posting on Instagram and like you bringing Spencer here. So she gave me a discount. So you got to be friends with the people that work at the wine shops. Get them.
Yeah, why didn't I get the discount? I use my credit card. What the frick?
Oh, I was going to say, where is I nice and I got a gift? And it's like, no, it wasn't me. It was Heidi. Heidi was so incredible filming the other day. I won't name names, but an entity involved with filming the new season of The Hills was like, Heidi, you're such a professional. Went above, you went above and beyond anything. 10 hours with the best attitude. We want to treat you to all you can eat at Mastro's Ocean Club, and that's a perfect example about being just great attitude and a professional. That was type. That wasn't in the cards, and she didn't think, oh, if I have an, I'm really nice and really great to work with, they're going to offer me Mastro's dinner. Nope. But that's what happens when you're like Heidi.
It's true. You have to have a good attitude because everyone else is there working hard, you know, and it's important with scene work, as Mackenzie knows, you have to keep up the energy. And like when other people don't have the energy, you have to not only bring up your energy, you have to bring up their energy because you want the scene to be good. And so there were like several scenes in a row, and then people are complaining, and it's like, you just can't complain. You know what Joyce Meyer says? Complain and remain. It's not good to complain in life. It's just, it doesn't help you. It doesn't help anyone. You might as well have a good attitude. You're there. So I'm like, you know what? Thank you, God, that I'm here filming a TV show. Thank you that they, you know, this is fun. I wouldn't be able to see these people normally. Like Adrina, I love Adrina. And we're just both too busy. Like I would never get to hang out with her. And I've known her since I was 18. You know, and it's been a few years since I've been able to hang out with her. And her and I always have so much fun because we were the closest for a really long time. So it's fun to like have that time with people, you know, and that's the fun thing with set. And like when you film shows, maybe you'll be trapped with people for like 2 weeks straight, you know, like the marriage boot camp or the mother daughter experiment or even Big Brother, but you'll most likely never see most of these people again. So it's really a once in a lifetime opportunity, or at least that amount to hang out with people. So anyways, that was really cool. Thank you for saying that. And we booked a few commercials last week. I don't know if we're allowed to
say the brands, but
no, I don't know if we're allowed to say what we did with them. And
the experience.
Oh, the experience was so fun. And in one of the companies, they are based out of Denver, Colorado. And so they totally had my back about getting a house in Colorado. So Spencer and I have decided if there's season 2 of The Hills, the entire checks are going to our house in Colorado, because that just means the world to me. I don't want anything but that house. You know, it's like that is to have Gunnar grow up there and to be able to spend some summers there in that time and not be stressed out if we can book places. And also, we can rent it out and it will easily pay for itself.
Oh, completely. Airbnb. If you're not there, have a dual house. That's amazing. And he could have summers there and this.
We can, because it would pay for itself.
We're not renting it. Nobody's bringing their energy into our magical. We're going to have so many insane crystals there and things you can't. It's not going to be just some empty thing. We're going to put everything in a locked closet.
I'm going there every month.
Yeah, what are you talking? Stop.
I'm going there every single month.
Just stop talking about this. Like, it's an investment. It's a rental bar. There's no worst case. Stop. We manifest greatness. Please fix your mindset. I am so tired of these maybes. This, that, no. Everything in your dreams is coming true. Thank you.
So I'm definitely going there every month. You know, my parents are getting older, and sometimes it's really hard for me to, like, I'm going to get emotional, but I really miss my family too, you know. So, yeah, I love being here, and I want Gunnar to be raised in L.A., and I feel like this is such a good place, but, I miss my family. So it'll be really exciting to have that house and to have him be such a part of that. And, you know, my sister's there, my brother's there, my dad's there, my mom's there. So I just want to spend a little bit more time before, you know, like my dad. Yeah. So they just, they get older and it just gets harder when they get older.
It's sad to think about.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to have that house there and it'll be really fun. And we're actually getting ready to go to Colorado, which is so exciting. I haven't seen my mom in like the longest time, like 4 months, the longest since I've had Gunnar. Yeah, sorry. It is.
Sorry, you love your family.
Yeah. I know.
It's amazing you love them so much.
I was like crying on the phone to my mom the other day. I'm like, I haven't seen you in 4 freaking months. It gets so much harder when you have kids too, because you just need them so much more. And just, it's a lot. So anyways, I can go and visit them and we can spend Christmases there. We're going there for Christmas again this year, right?
Duh, we sure aren't going to the frat house.
All due respect to my family.
parents, but you never know who could pop up.
Yeah, well, maybe your parents will come with us this year. That would be fun. So, but you're from Utah, right?
Park City, Utah, which actually I found out Ren just moved from. Not Park City. Ren lived in Salt Lake for the past 6 years. Mm-hmm. So I found that I was like, what? Because Salt Lake's only 30 minutes from Park City. You guys have been to Park City before. I stayed at the Montage. Deer Valley, Stein Erickson. Those are the two nicest hotels. Yeah, so Utah, which for me, I can't do the cold anymore because you grew up in Colorado. So I was out the second, like the day after I graduated high school. I was like, bye. Never again. I hated the cold. And I, even going back for Christmas, I'm like, I hate it so much. I cannot stand it. That's why I love California so much. People are like, well, don't you miss seasons? I'm like, nope. I will never, ever miss the cold. I don't like it at all. They're like, what about Christmas? I'm like, Christmas makes me sad.
You're the only person. So I'm like Mrs. Claus over here. I freaking love Christmas. I look forward to it all year. I start playing Christmas music in June or July. I love the snow. I love the seasons. You know, it becomes September. I'm like, it's almost Christmas. And then we have Mackenzie here, who is at the house, working at the house during Christmas. We had the office in here. And she's like the Grinch coming over like, I hate this Christmas music. What are you doing with this music on? And it like started in like October, November, December. She's like, are you trying to torture me? I'm like, look, I'm not changing my Christmas mood because you're the Grinch. But it was so funny.
I am the Grinch. I don't know what it is about Christmas, but I have very like, I think it's seasonal depression. And I'm pretty sure it's due to it getting dark so early, which I know that actually is a fact. I think it's called SAD. And it's because you don't get as much vitamin D, and you know that I'm not a morning person, so I'm waking up at noon and like only getting like 1 or 2 hours of vitamin D, and then it's dark at 4 p.m. so it just makes me so sad. And I think that's why I have like a negative view of Christmas, because for whatever reason, if that is it, when November and December rolls around, I just get like very down. I remember being in dance class when school was out, I'd be like doing plays and like the sun was going down and I was just like sad. And I just have these like feelings every time that time of year comes around. And I just like, my whole like demeanor is just like sad. And I love the summer when it's light out till 8 p.m. That just makes me happy. So I really think it is the time change.
You know what? There's a few people I've heard actually say that. So you were the first person I ever met with that syndrome or that effect. Or the what is the technical term? I don't know.
Seasonal depression.
With seasonal depression, your first person I met. And then there were several people I met with that. So probably we just need you to get up earlier would be good too. Yes. And I think Pratt Daddy's helping you to like wake up earlier.
I normally don't wake up before noon. That's like my whole life. Spencer called me the other day. He's like, what would your sister say if she found out you were awake at 9 a.m.? And I'd be like, she wouldn't believe you. I cannot wake up early. I also go to sleep really, really late, even before, like I'm going to sleep even later now because I'm uploading till 5 a.m., which I'm happy to do. But it's so, I think any time before noon is Satan.
Well, I know what would help you wake up in the morning. If you're looking for a simple hot meal to start off your day, then you need to try Just Crack an Egg because it's going to make you love breakfast again. And like, who doesn't want to miss breakfast? Obviously, you can have it any time of the day. So that really works for you because you could have it at 12, 9, whatever. But it helps make morning so fun. You can do it in less than 2 minutes, especially because you're so busy, Mackenzie. You will be in breakfast heaven with this hot, fluffy breakfast scramble. Guess what? You'll love this, girl. It's so easy. You just add a fresh egg, stir, microwave, and your love for breakfast will reignite. So you're going to want to wake up early. You won't even be able to sleep. It's like, okay, 6 a.m., just crack an egg. Also, Just Crack an Egg has no artificial flavors, dyes, or preservatives. I know how healthy you are, but even better is how fluffy and cheesy and delicious it is. It comes from 7 different varieties, including the classic like the Denver, All-American, and the veggie, Southwest style, and protein packed scramble. That's for you, Spence. Oh. Building those muscles, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, if it weren't for the freaking protein packed scramble, I wouldn't be on my way to getting my first abdominal. But let me just tell you, don't wait for the weekend to get a little hot breakfast love into your morning. It's time to run with your arms wide open to the egg aisle and take breakfast back with Just Crack an Egg.
So I love breakfast. It's hard to figure it out with Gunner and what he loves, but that makes it super easy. So, Mackenzie, just crack an egg, girl. You are on the Make Spidey Famous Again podcast. You're going to love it. So I just saw the funniest thing on a whole different note that Spencer's looking at on Us Weekly. Jill Duggar advises couples to have sex 3 to 4 times a week for a start. Wow, that's a great advice. How many kids do they have?
So for a start to what?
For a start, like I'm sure she says, probably have sex 7 times a week, but just start with 3 to 4.
Relationship, maybe. How are you supposed to upkeep that? I mean, I think what's a good average amount of time to have sex a week once you're into a relationship is twice. But at first, when you first start dating someone, it's like twice a day. And then the longer you go on, then I think like twice a week is a good average amount of time. You know, people are busy and you got to like keep it. But I think having that intimate relationship is very important. Like, very important.
Yeah. Well, I feel like hopefully, ideally, I mean, 7 days a week is ideal, right? So like ideal, obviously, but I mean, probably 14 times, right? You know, 21, who knows?
I'm just having no comment. I don't want to make anyone feel any type of way.
But with a child, that's just not realistic, you know, and like exhaustion.
I've thought about that before. I'm like, how are we going to have number two when we have,
we have plenty of time. Let me tell you what, girl.
There's always time for number two.
Yeah, there's always time for number one in my schedule.
I thought about that before.
Yeah, and you only ovulate for 1 week. So really, it's just 7 times 1 week. You don't even have to have sex the rest of the month. You know, forget it.
Get your ovulating freaking app used to have. What a throwback.
I know. How fun. Well, I'm going to bring it back soon. I've had a big uproar on my Instagram about Gunner not saying enough words. So
I'll teach him all the words. Yeah. I'm so excited. Like when I see, because he is starting to like slowly, like he's saying no a lot now. So when I see him, I'm like, Gunner, this is a foot. This is a foot. And I just want to teach him all the, and I'm like touching his nose. I'm like, nose, nose. I'm so excited for him. Like, I've obviously been watching him grow since I've been working here. I think it's almost 10 months now. And, like, seeing him walk for the first time was incredible. And now, like, I've never been so excited. Like, he's starting to say words. And so within, like, the next few months here, he's going to be saying more and more words. Eventually, he'll start saying sentences. And, like, just watching him learn words is so exciting.
It is so exciting. He said bear, bear for bear the other day, bear. And he like grabs his duck. He knows what everything is. If you're like, where's this? Where's that? He grabs it and knows what it is.
And he repeats after people. He copies people. Like, you guys know, you guys think I'm doing splits in front of him. Maybe I was. Maybe I wasn't. Who knows?
Kendra Olsen's doing splits in the living room. We're like, it must have been Mackenzie. Who is doing splits in the living room?
Probably me.
So anyways, Gunner is definitely trying really hard to say a lot of words, and he's really good at repeating. He said bubbles 4 times in the bath today.
He said bird in the book.
He said bird. So he's really on the verge. The problem is,
mom shaming you. Like, there's something you can do to make your freaking toddler talk faster. It's like, I love to jump through that app into their faces and give them
I'm gonna take a little responsibility here, because I have been so catering to Gunner, and I do know what he wants. Like, he'll point and be like, bah, bah, and I'm like, I know what he wants. Like, we're so in sync and we're so close, and you know, I know what he wants. So I have been giving him things, and now I'm really working on it. I've asked everyone to work on your words. Yeah. And ever since I have, and ever since everyone has, he's been learning a lot quicker. Even if he's a little bit frustrated, I'm like, say, up, up. And he's like crying, or not really crying. I don't go that far. But he's like, you know, trying to climb up me, and I'm making it a little bit more challenging and trying to push him further to say the word. So that is true. And I have been working a lot more on that. We read with him every day. We have been reading with him. And some kids are just different. This mom said to me, she has two twins, has done the exact same thing. One didn't start talking until she was 3, and one started talking at 1.5.
Wow.
And they're twins, and she's doing the exact same thing. So you know what? Sometimes kids are just different, but I do appreciate everybody's caring and love and support and investment in our lives and watching it. So I don't think the girl who said that or the people were necessarily malicious. I think they were concerned, and You know, I appreciate them even being invested in Gunner's life and asking. You never know, maybe they're what, you know, but thank God there isn't a problem and he's perfectly healthy. And I just, you know, I've been giving him a little bit more than maybe I should. But I feel like we have a good podcast here. I feel like we should get going.
The wine's just kidding. Steve said he, because there's one microphone and there's three people. Steve, one of these days I'd love for you to come figure out how we can have three microphones out of one laptop.
Okay, thank you all so much for another episode of Make Spidey Famous again. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor. Honor.
Yeah, this wine's kicking in for all of us. We love it.
Yes, I am. You didn't hear me talk as much as I loved you because, as I said, we have one microphone. We're going to work on that. But thank you so much. If you made it all the way through this podcast, you are a real one. And you are one of the people I pray for, because I pray for positive, loving, supportive, Spidey people. You're always included in my prayers every night, because you're going to help get us to being famous again.
Okay. Thank you all so much. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for everything. Make sure you check out PrattDaddyCrystals.com. PrattDaddy.com.
Thank you. Just
PrattDaddy.com.
Nobody's typing in PrattDaddyCrystals.com.
I don't know.
That's a lot of words.
Okay, well, now I know.
Let me spell all that out loud.
PrattDaddyCrystals.com.
You've typed it up before?
Millions of times. Anyways, thank you all so much. Get ready for the new People magazine coming out. Lots of exciting things. We're going to New York on Sunday. We're going to be on the Today Show. We're going to be on lots of things.
Talk about the Gucci store, how drunk you got in the Gucci store.
Oh my gosh, I got wasted in the Gucci store because I spent a lot of freaking money and I need to get wasted to drink that much money. I mean, to drink that much money. Basically, I just threw the money out the window.
Out the window.
It's an investment. Yeah, but that's three people with a lot of freaking money we spent. And you know what? We're getting all these commercials and ads, and we need to invest in our own brand.
There was logic.
Okay. Anyways,
two events. Major events. Not like
and two pairs of sneakers that are worn in every day.
We can wear them forever. A leather jacket that I can have the rest of my life that I can pass down to Gunner when he's 17 and ready to go to prom.
Gunner's going to want his own stuff. He's going to be like his dad. I'm not wearing that. I'm going to get my own.
My dad had a freaking vintage Gucci leather jacket with a skull and a snake coming out of his eye. I'll be like, Dad, you are the dopest dad ever. Can I please wear your leather jacket?
I said that to Gunner today when you were doing jiu-jitsu. Anyways, we're going to let everybody go. Okay, thanks so much. Have a great episode. Have a great week. Whatever. I'm delirious.
Yeah, it's 9:30. Steve's still novice. We could talk forever, but we're being respectful to our Podcast One team.
See ya.